do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline. Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Moore. I will be interviewing Ray today. I'm the guest interviewer. Ray and I worked for a long time, decade and a half at Micrel. I was his director of research and development, and we tackled all kinds of issues, management issues, technical issues. Even though I didn't report to Ray directly, we interacted a lot, and we developed a great friendship. Hey, Ray.
How you doing today, Paul? Good to be with you again. Thanks for joining me in this interview.
You bet. Hey, have you ever heard of NIH? And I'm not talking about the health H. I mean, not invented here.
Absolutely. That's a pretty common term. That's for people who say my mind's made up already. Don't confuse me with the facts.
Yeah. You know, in the creative environment, it's particularly disruptive when the team is trying to accomplish something, you know, whether it's to beat the competition or just to get their job done and go home, to have folks that aren't willing to hear other team members' input makes the harmony of the team go away. And one of the philosophies that you endowed upon us was, hey, look, we're all in this together. This is not a pride and ego contest. How did you break down the effect, the deleterious effect of NIH?
Well, you have to understand the kind of the mechanics of organizations. And so when you look at the interdepartmental relationships, they're usually pretty harmonious, and the team generally tries to work together. But then there's intra, meaning the external department relations, and that's when we tend to become defensive and form these silos, as we refer to them, where we try to defend ourselves against other departments. And so it was a long-standing goal of mine to make sure that at Micrel we did not have these silos where we were defending ourselves against our other department friends. So this is a difficult thing to do, because it's a natural tendency for every department to build its own silo to defend itself, because it always thinks it's under attack by some other department. So what I try to do is get everyone to understand that we all make mistakes, that we all are human, and that we have to work together, that there's no I in team, or no I being a silo in team. That we, if we build these silos, we're defending ourselves against each other, as opposed to defending ourselves against the competition. So I was an anti-silo person, and had gave many talks on that need to make sure that we had no barriers, no silos, no borders, nothing to defend ourselves against.
Yeah, I never heard you shoot down an idea. You were always very open to hearing people's creativity, and I think that certainly helped me become bold in trying my ideas. So I saw it at work, most definitely. One of the things that you would do, and some managers between you and me didn't really care for it, was to just act out the fact that there's no – not only are there a lack of vertical divisions between departments, but the horizontal divisions aren't there either. So, you know, you and I started our friendship, and when I was just an engineer, and then I ascended to director. So that caused some bumps in the roads for people that were not familiar with the Micrel values and culture. But eventually they softened to it and realized that the fact that you were reaching down and talking to people was about you understanding the organization and what everybody was doing, and it wasn't a threat to them.
Yeah, we're all in it together. We need to work together, and a flat organization is much more effective than a hierarchical or a structured organization. So I would admonish all those who are looking at structuring their organizations to make it as flat as possible, to minimize the silos and minimize the impact of silos in their organization. So to have the most harmony, you need to have the walls come down, like, you know, Jericho, you know, they, that song about, you know, that they caused the walls to come down at Jericho. So they trumped around it. So we need to make sure that if we see a wall coming up, that we tear it down, so that we don't have these intra-departmental barriers that prevent us from being communicatable.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.